How do you monetize and build a blog? You need an audience, you need content. How do you make money from it? Where does the money come? Some of the big blogs can make hundreds of thousands a year. I have friends who make $2,000 to $3,000 a month by writing and having adverts on their blog. There is money to be had, but everyone is launching a blog. Is it too late? Well, today's episode of The Rebel Entrepreneur is all about blogging, and I have with me Nate, who we met through the Rebel Finance School, who's come to join us because he is interested in taking his blog to the next level. Nate, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Al. It's good to be here, man.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. So tell us, where are you with your blog? Have you had a go at it before? What have you done? Give us a rough where you are now, a current reality, if you will.
Current reality is I do have my own blog website. It's natemahard.com. But the journey of that is interesting in that I started, I would say, quote unquote, blogging in 2020, but I did it on a hosted platform like Medium. And I did that for a few years, and it was mostly lockdown was crazy. And I didn't have a way to decompress. And so one of the ways I wanted to do it was is through writing. And so that it became an outlet for that. It wasn't really intended to make money or do anything like that. And so I started experimenting with creating my own site and not being on Medium last year. And I think I finally found a platform where that I like and that I'm hosting it on. And that gives me the things that I think will be beneficial. And I've kind of found a voice. I like talking about personal finance and financial independence. And so I have a purpose for it. And now I'm just like, okay, how do I build it? And that's kind of the phase that I'm in. So
excellent.
Yeah.
So you have the personal finance. You want to talk about personal finance, get the message out into the world, help people, and build an audience to support doing that. Give us a rough breakdown, like, what's the platform? How many articles have you written so far? Like, not exactly, but just so we know where you are roughly, so we get an idea.
I'm basically starting from the ground up. I've written about 6 or 7 articles that I've copied over from Medium, but I haven't written in the last 2 or 3 months. I just started writing again, and I just posted one this last week. So kind of starting from the ground up. It's on a platform called Ghost. A friend of mine showed it to me, and I like it because you can collect email addresses kind of out of the box. That was my challenge before, was how do I create a way to collect subscribers? And so anybody who subscribes now, which I have a total of 2, so I have a long way to go, but can get an email every time I do a blog post automatically, and I get the emails and the names that I can then export. So that was like a big, big thing for me. And then I wanted to be able to hook up Google Analytics to it. And so I was able to do that a couple months ago. Again, I haven't done any work on it. It was just, I chose this platform as an experiment. Can I get the things out of it I want? And it has a couple of options with it. You can do a premium subscription, i.e. people could pay to see your blog and all that. And so those are the things I'm experimenting with, toying with. How do I monetize it? But yeah, that's it. I kind of like the look and feel of it. And I've just started writing again. And so that's where I'm at today. And then what I've done is I've kind of created a mission about what I want to do within the personal finance space. And then I've created like tasks. I write at least 5 minutes a day, and usually that turns into more than 5 minutes. But for me, that's what I have to do to start writing, or else I won't start. And so those are the things that I've done. Some things about me is this isn't my main thing. So this is purely what you would call a side hustle. I feel passionate about getting the personal finance out there for everybody. You know, my mission is to encourage people to spend and invest in line with their values today and tomorrow is the mission that I have for my blog, but also what I do. And I also do personal finance mentoring on the side just for free. I don't want to charge for that or anything. I just want to be able to do that. And so, but my main job is I work as in product and in ministry for the YouVersion team, which creates the Bible app and Bible app light and stuff like that. And so I don't, my constraint is I have a young family and I have this full-time job that I love. I know not everybody has that, but I love it. So I'm not creating a side hustle to replace my full-time job. I'm really just doing it because I feel really passionate about it and I want to get the message out there and I want a way that it keeps going. And so that's kind of where I'm at, Alan. So
I love that. I love that. And well, I think it's incredible that you got Ghost and you've been able to collect email addresses. My thing that I say to everyone is the most important and valuable asset you have is your list, the list of people that you build. And I think that is an incredible asset. It's something I didn't do in the early days. And I would be so far forward now if I actually had done that from day one. I had a huge missed opportunity and so many people I've met have had the same thing. So the fact you've done that is excellent. I have one thought that's pre-building the blog, which if you will indulge me, and just a warning for the listeners, I'm in Thailand at the moment and the only place I could get good Wi-Fi was in the breakfast place. It's 9 p.m. at night. Occasionally there's random cars going past and currently there's lightning and a storm coming and the wind is building. So if you hear thunder, lightning and rain and the occasional advert for a Thai boxing match, you can see the light. Did you see the lightning behind me just
yes,
then?
Yes, I did. I also don't have kids or thunder on my t-shirt. So what's that?
So it's just a warning. If you hear some noise in the background, that will explain why. So Nate, before we get going, something that I have done sometimes, but never really done that well, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, is you don't have to build your own thing. If it's a side project that you want to do, that's your mission, is to help people spend in line with their values, invest in line with their values, manage their finances. There are so many people that are doing it currently in different ways and different places. My first thought is, don't do it all yourself. Who could you partner with? And I guess, like, if your mission is the reach and you want to reach the people and make the difference, partnering with someone would give you a huge amount of reach. Is that something you've thought about? Are you set on going on your own? Has that been in your decisions?
So I'm not set on going on my own. What I am set on is doing this as a mini experiment, you know, to choose your words and use your words against you. But yeah, I'm really just trying to use this as a mini experiment. I have done many experiments with blogs in the past. I've thought about, you know, different ways to get my voice out there and stuff like that without sacrificing my main thing, which is what I get to do in ministry. And so, and I keep saying that because the whole reason why I attained financial independence was so that I could work in full-time ministry. And that's the only reason why I bring it up. And so I'm not necessarily willing to sacrifice that, but I do see, and I'm passionate about how valuable it is to have the time flexibility that you have with financial independence. And so it's a very long-winded to say, no, I'm not tied to the method, but it's just one way that I have found that I could potentially get my name out there. So no, I'm not against just doing it on my own site or my own platform. If I wrote on somebody else's platform or whatever, I could do that. Or if partner with somebody else, I'd be open to that. Yeah.
Cool. Excellent. Something to think about. So let's go back to how do we set this as a mini experiment. In terms of a mini experiment, I always love having a time scale of we're going to do this for a month. We're going to do this for 3 months. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do one post a week. We're going to do promotion, one post a fortnight, whatever it is. We'll set some boundaries. We'll put the stuff out there. And the biggest thing I always talk about, and this actually like is something Katie and I are not good about. So like that as a caveat, it is we love creating the content, but the biggest thing we should be doing is promoting the content. And it's 20% of your time creating stellar content, 80% of your time getting it out to the world, getting noticed, and in a world where it's so loud. And we've had that, like, we, Katie and I, are building our YouTube channel. We've had some fun with that. We've put out some FI videos. We've had great fun talking about finance. We've turned on the monetization. We made $4.52 yesterday, like rolling in the big money on YouTube.
Yeah.
But it's the promotion, and we create the content, but do I always have the energy to go onto Facebook, LinkedIn, all the different platforms and share it to get people there? It's the promotion that is the big bit. And that's the biggest push to get people to read your content, because their feed is full with news. Their feed is full with articles. And we have to grab their attention and get them to face Nate's blog and take the medicine of reading financial independence advice and actually do something about it. So maybe we could start by defining the mini experiment.
Okay.
Step one, how would you know if the mini experiment was successful and you wanted to continue?
I think if I could get to 100 subscribers in 3 to 6 months, you know, I'd probably go with closer to 6 months, but I would shoot for 3. I would define that as a success, because then my message is getting out there. I don't necessarily want to, and then have I figured out how to monetize it? Not necessarily that I make X amount of dollars, but have I figured out the method in which I want to monetize it? That would be my second one.
Okay, cool. Well, I think 100 subscribers is excellent. That is a fantastic concrete target. Makes it easy to know whether you get there or not. The monetization, we can definitely figure out how to monetize it. There are many, many different ways to monetize a blog and to be able to generate revenue from it. You can generate outsized returns from small but very engaged blog audiences. If you want to go down the route of the advertising stuff with adverts on a site, then that comes down to the volume of your audience, the number of page sessions, the number of people reading. And that's a whole different game, because then you're trying to build a big blog with a big audience and get a big message. So there's different ways to do it. And I suggest maybe let's just go for the experiment, try and get an engaged smaller audience, mm-hmm. and then build from there. And then we can work out what to do. And we can come on to monetization in a bit. But I think that's a concrete, fantastic goal. You've already got the base set up, so you know how it's working, because you've got, do people subscribe? If audience members at home wanted to have a look at the website whilst we're talking, where mm-hmm. would they go? What would they type into the internet? What's the website address?
So the website's my name, natemeharg.com. So Nate and then MEHARG.com. And they would be able to get there. Right at the top is the ability to subscribe. So, and then right underneath it are the articles. I have an about page and all that. But yeah, that's how they would find me.
Love it. Excellent. It looks really crisp and clear. It has a great picture of you at the top. I love the first article, 6 ways to invest. That's excellent. You have a subscribe button that's constantly there on the page. Like, this is excellent. Excellent. I think it's fantastic. The site looks really good. So then I guess my question is, what are you doing to promote the articles you've already got, Nate?
So that's a good question. brainstorming how I would do it that would fall within my natural rhythms. So one of the things I like to do, although I deleted Facebook from my phone, I don't tell anybody, but I do like going on Facebook on the desktop, and I do like answering questions in personal finance groups is one of the things that I have a task for every day. And so obviously I love doing that to bring value is the main reason why I'm there. I don't necessarily want to promote on every single one of those, but there are Facebook groups that allow you to promote blogs and stuff like that. And so I feel like that's where I'm most knowledgeable in. And I'd feel like that's where I'd want to promote my website the most is in Facebook groups, either blog ones or personal finance ones that allow that type of marketing. And so that's probably how it's a promote it and also just, you know, put my name out there. So that's the primary method in which I'm thinking about doing it.
That's a great way to do it. And like, so we have the Rebel Finance School group on Facebook, which I know you've seen. There are people asking questions in there. How do we do this? What about inheritance? What about this? There's all sorts of questions going on. And I've seen you put some great replies and great responses. I've been thinking for some time we should have a way for like the people who reply in there to share like, oh, I did write an article about this. I know it's not the Donegan's blog, but I wrote an article and it's great. And I think that's a great way to do it. Add value and share articles you've written with different tips and different ideas. I'd be happy if you did that in our group because you would help us to support people. I think that's a great way to promote it. I think it's the mini experiment of let's do 3 replies in groups a day or 2 replies in groups a day and have a measurable bit because marketing is always test and measure. So we need to do a test, and the test is we will do 3 replies a day, and we will do that for a week and see how many subscribers, how many visitors to the website, what happens. And then we go, okay, did that work? If yes, do more. If no, what do I need to do differently? How do I do it? Facebook can be a tricky game sometimes because they suppress links to outside websites. But if you're talking directly to someone and answering questions, you should skip all of that. But it's test and measure. Marketing always comes back to test and measure, which I'm sure you know that.
Yeah,
that's one way. So I would suggest, and I always have this, like, what's 3 ways we can find your target audience?
Okay.
And then let's do some mini experiments, test and measure, and see which 3 ways. So we've got Facebook groups is one.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had any other ideas?
Nope. Not off the top of my head. I haven't. So the answer is I haven't really thought about any other ideas other than Facebook groups.
Cool. So then I think there's a couple of other things we can try. And then as you've already linked up Google Analytics, that allows us then to measure because that will tell you where the traffic's coming from. So we could do a mini experiment, say for 2 weeks, and we could do these 3 things that are quite quick each day because they've got to be small to fit around your job and family and life. And then we can then do that and look at the Google Analytics after 3 weeks and go, where did the traffic come from? What happened? So I think Facebook groups is a fantastic one. One other thought is about little visuals for your blog posts that you can share in different places. Have you ever created anything like that? Because I noticed you had like Investing 101. Canva has some fairly good free software that you can use on your phone to be able to produce a little visual that's like Investing 101, your guide to how to get started or whatever it is. That might be a good way to create a visual to go along with what you're doing that you can then post in different places.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say I could use, I'd have to learn how to do that, but I don't think that would be too hard to use Canva.
Even
for
I
that.
Can do it. It's not too bad.
But I could use and the only other social media platform that I use kind of regularly is Instagram because I link it up to my Facebook account, so I could do visuals there, put it as a story maybe.
Yeah, we could try Instagram stories. 2 other ways to get your name out there is guest blogging or interviewing experts, which are 2 sides of a different coin. But interviewing experts is finding someone to come on your blog. Maybe you send them a few questions, you ask them a few questions, they come on your blog, and then they help share that. Or the other way around, you go on the other person's blog because you've written an article, you've pitched it to them, you've come up with an idea, and that then links back to your blog. So those are 2 sides of a coin which can help, especially if you've got friends, you've got people with different size blogs, different audiences, You can find friends that do it. Even if you can't find friends, like speaking to people you know and admire and saying, I could write a guest article for you, or would you be happy to be interviewed? And then I'll put an article about you. There's two different sides to a coin that might help.
Yeah, that's the one I'm unsure about. I guess I would say, just because I don't have experience with it, I don't mind trying it out. I would say I'd probably be more comfortable doing the blogging on someone else's, just because I think I'm still trying to figure out my blog, but I'm not necessarily against somebody posting on mine. I just don't know how to do it. So yeah, I'm thinking, I'm processing right now. That sounds like a pretty good idea. How would you go about doing that? So just reaching out to people, or just, I guess, yeah, how would I get on somebody's blog, or how would I get somebody else to post on my blog? What would be the process in which I would maybe do that?
Well, I think let's start with reaching out to other people to go on their blog. Okay. If it's a blogger that writes regularly, they're always looking for good stories and good content and ideas, because they have to produce stuff to keep the audience coming to their blog. So you could reach out and say, I love your content. I love what you do. I've read this. I've read that. I'm Nate. And I've got an idea for a story for your blog. Happy to write it. Happy to pitch it to you. Happy for you to take the idea.
Okay.
Yeah. And then just start the conversation and see where it goes. You'll probably get a few ignores, but you might well get someone. Like, it depends who it is, how big they are. It depends who it is, but there's no reason why that can't work. Sometimes I read emails and it's just like, oh, that person wants to write an article and I love the idea. Sometimes I know it's super scammy and you get the person writing to you and they're like, can I write an article on your site about how to raise money to start a business? I've loved your blog. I love what you do in your podcast. And I'm like, if you loved my podcast, you would know that I would never have a blog post about raising money for a business. So like, it depends how you can write it and whether you actually mean it and whether you connect. But that would be how I would do it if I was going to be on their site. On the other side, if you wanted people to be on your site, I would do it super easy. I go, I'm doing a really easy blog series. I would love to interview you. You can do it two ways. One, we can have a quick phone chat and I will write it for you. Or two, if you want, just type your answer to these three questions now and send it back. And
it's good.
Like, that's really super easy. Like, I've done a few of those where people are like, we'll feature you on our site and put a link to your website. And maybe you can share it with your audience if you like what we've written. And they just send me three questions. I'm like, okay, I can answer those easily. It's like a 10-minute thing, not a big call. So there's like some ways to do it that you can make it easy for people and value. And you pitch the value, you pitch what you're doing. But that would be how I would start to do that. Sometimes it's quicker and easier to get in front of other people's audiences than to build your own audience. Because building your own audience, basically at the start, you're trying to persuade a person by person to read your stuff. Whereas if you can get on someone else's blog that already has an audience, it's amazing how that works. And I always remember the first time that we were mentioned by Mr. Money Mustache. I could not believe how many thousands of people instantly visited our website. Like the power of being featured by a big blogger, by someone else, or getting some press. Katie last year was featured in The Sun, which is a big paper in the UK, and nearly 10,000 people signed up to our mailing list overnight. It was insane. So some of those tactics can be the ones that really push your blog out there and get you noticed. So there's different ways to do it, but I think we need to try some different stuff. We need to put some energy into connecting. And a third strategy could be press stuff. You could think about the press stuff. As you're in the ministry, you could write an article for the ministry. I don't know what the ministry does, but the ministry book, the ministry email, the ministry thing that they send out.
I probably did the guest blog just because there I'd want the ministry to be the brand and not me.
Yeah.
But
there's no reason you can't put written by Nate and your name links to your website and that's it. That's fantastic to have that kind of stuff.
So that's a good idea. So I wrote down four. So Facebook groups, definitely. That's the one I feel most comfortable with, and I think I know the most about. The other one was visuals, which I actually think I could learn that. So I'm good. All right, I would want to try that one out, is what I'm trying to say. And then the guest blogging, that one I actually wouldn't mind doing because, I mean, it's just reaching out to people, going to their blogs, contacting them via email or even finding them on LinkedIn or something like that, which I can do. And so I'm comfortable getting rejected. That's okay. So I can do that. What would be a good goal for that? Would that be maybe one or two a week for the guest blogging, just to ask people to write on their blog or pitch an idea?
Yeah, I think the goal is to pitch the ideas, to send the
Okay.
email, connect in some way, send them a voice message. I don't know how you're going to do it, but to connect. And then the goal is the activity, because we can't control whether they say yes or not, but we can control our effort. So your goal would be send three pitches a week, send two pitches a week, something like that. It helps if you've already read their content because you know their stuff, you know what they do. It'll make it way easier to reach out and pitch to them. And then, yeah, that's completely in your control. And I think if you did those things for a couple of weeks, we can then come back and go, okay, how did that go? What did we learn? Did we get any new subscribers? Have we reached out to people? And then reassess from there. I think my final thought for you to build on this is the benefit of a side hustle sometimes, if you have a full-time job and you've got your money situation sorted somewhere else, is that you have time and you can build over time. And I think my reflection the other day with Katie, we're building our YouTube channel. We've had a lot of fun doing that. We put out some videos. But actually, if we consistently produce content over the next one, three, five, like I'm not going anywhere, why not 10 years? And build content, the library of content that we can build that would help people, the views it would build, the energy we would put into it. Like it's a long-term game that you can play. I think if you are trying to make money quickly, like you're telling me, okay, I've quit my job, I've got 6 months to make this profitable, we would be going down a completely different route. But building slow, building quality content slowly and promoting it and putting it out there, you can take your time and build something amazing over time. It's incredible where you can get to. And I think that's what I'm excited about at the moment, Nate, is building Rebel Finance School, building the YouTube channel, reaching lots of people and really putting good content out there and having an impact in the world. I get super excited about that stuff.
Yeah, that's I mean that's where we're going. I mean, for me, this is the message I want to get out is like, my wife put in her 2 weeks about 3 days ago at her job, and we don't actually need her to have another job. And so like that has been our journey towards FI is like time flexibility. We're gonna have ultimate time flexibility now. And get to invest the time that we have and the things that we love and enjoy. And that wouldn't have been possible maybe 4 years ago or 5 years ago. And so these just I think as Katie likes to say, it's not binary. Like there are steps towards the on phi, and this is just one step that we're taking. And I want people to realize that they can do it today and they need to spend and invest their values for tomorrow. But yeah, that's the plan. And I don't know if that's where you're going with that, sorry, but that's yeah, that it's going to be exciting to do that. And I'm also want something I can do for a very long time, and keep it going. That's the other exciting part about this.
Yes, yeah, I get excited about things and I tend to want to do them all at once. But actually, I have to calm down and just do a little bit each week, keep working on it, keep producing, and it's incredible how it builds. So what's, like, it feels like you have a plan of how to move forward, Nate. Mm-hmm. What questions do you have about blogging, how it works? And, like, I don't have a huge blog, but I've coached a few people with blogs. I have a reasonable blog. So I'm wondering, what can I give you? What's of value that I can help you with?
Yeah. The good news is I've had practice, and I like to say practice, writing for the last 3 years. I'm still not the best. So that's why I always, like, I have to write 5 minutes a day. And most of the work that I do, like, it actually doesn't take me that long to write a blog. It takes me a long time to review and edit the blog. And just to know when, okay, I'm usually biased towards action. So usually maybe I send it out a little earlier than maybe I should. So I try to put steps in place so that I review it at least once or twice before I put it out there. But I don't know. Maybe I just need help with catchy titles or stuff like that. But like how to, you know, just structuring a blog and making sure you put the right energy and effort into it without doing it too fast or too slow. And so those are the things that I guess I'm learning as I'm writing the blog. And so I also like I'm my biggest critic. So like sometimes I read it, I'm like, man, this feels like it's written by a kindergartner, you know? And so those are the things, like, how do you push past that? How do you just keep writing, I guess, is more what I'm asking.
I love that. So some thoughts based on what you said. Number one, catchy titles are incredibly important. They are your hook that you put out there to get people to read. I think it's incredibly important. Things that I love the, like, 10 ways to do this, 5 ways to do that. People love those type of articles. 5 ways to promote your blog for free. People love those type of articles and they eat them up. My second thought on catchy titles is I've actually been quite impressed with ChatGPT or some of the AI tools. Ask it for 5 good SEO titles for finance blogs, and it's amazing what it comes up with.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so have a go at that. See if you can find some titles from that. And then one other thought is if you go into one of the finance groups you're part of and say, like, I'm writing articles. Please, can you tell me what you would love to know about and see if you can collect some ideas from the actual audience, what they'd love to know about. And I think that'll give you plenty of ideas. And I think that will give you more than you need to write about. I think writing, the key is fast and sloppy and getting it down immediately. And not editing as you go, which it sounds like you're on that track, but it's writing it, getting out of your head, structuring it, and just putting it. And I always like, okay, so my general thing is I'll come up with the ideas, I'll write a bunch of titles, and then I will write in between it. And I find it very easy to fill in the blanks, as it were, and I tell my stories and I write my points, and then I do a summary at the end. But that tends to make it quite easy. And if you can, get someone else to give it a review. I don't know if your wife would be happy to read it. If your toddler in the next room is good with words yet, maybe get him to read it. But a friend, Katie, reviews my articles. I review hers. That tends to make it a bit easier. Otherwise, you get stuck in your own stuff going, have I said it well? Have I not? And one of the things you said was, like, I'm a bit worried this is written by a toddler. I appreciate blogs that break it down and make it simple. And they have some fun, they have some energy, but they make it super simple. And I think you will find an audience for your writing. There are people out there who love to read highfalutin, overly complex, flowery language blogs. They are never going to read mine because it's basic language, it's fast, it's quick, and it's storytelling. And there's probably a few spelling mistakes because, like, I don't care, take my message. If I spelt the word cheese wrong, get over it. It's not going to change the fact that my advice will actually help you. So I think you will find an audience for your style. So I would say my biggest tip is be authentically you and let it come out. Like, let you out. Let Nate out onto the page. Let the charisma out. Give the energy. Put it all in. Don't hide anything. Let it out. And don't second guess yourself with, is this too simple? Is this this? Is this this? Like, just get it out there and ask for comments and feedbacks at the end of every one. Ask your two subscribers what they think. And get that feedback, and you'll start to know, and you'll start to work through it, and you will find your style as you go. You've already done a lot of writing, but this will help you to even further refine it. Any thoughts from that random tirade of ideas and information?
Well, so, you know, I wrote this down. You put ask for comments and feedback at the end of every blog, and you just said that at the end, but I thought that was gold. I never even thought about doing that. Like, hey, what do you want to hear? What do you want me to write about? Feedback on those. So I'm definitely going to do that. And I do the, I think you said fat and sloppy. I do that definitely at the beginning, but I will ask my wife to review my articles. That would be a good thing to do. And so, yeah, I think that's good. And I usually, let the Nate out. It's kind of funny. I think people at work would laugh at that. I'll let the charisma and the passion and the impulsivity out in my blogs. So I will, I'll definitely do that. It sounds good. All that sounds really good.
Release Nate. That's what we want. Definitely. Definitely. Okay, cool. So this has been fun. I've loved it. Just so everyone listening knows, if they want to check out, which article would you tell them to read from your blog? If everyone listening, you wanted them to read one article, which article would you tell them to read and have a look at? Because maybe they will read it and give you some ideas and help you along your journey as well. Because the Rebel Entrepreneur audience are amazing. They're an incredible group.
So I just actually wrote one last week called Investing 101. And I wrote another one before that, but I like this one. It kind of simplified it into six easier steps than what I had before. And I would just propose anybody who's thinking about investing, doesn't matter what journey you're at, if you're starting from the beginning of just even tracking your expenses or even understanding what personal finance means to, hey, I'm along the path. It'll be a great read for everybody. And so I would encourage people to go NateMahar.com, and it's Investing 101 is the article.
Excellent. Have a read. Tell Nate what you think. Share some ideas. And Nate, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for talking to us about blogging. I've really enjoyed having you here.
Thanks, Alan. I appreciate it, man. And all you guys do.
Excellent. And the closing message to everyone listening is building a blog can be a long game. But if you've got time, if you've got energy, if you're willing to put yourself into your articles and create for the world, it is amazing what you can build over time. The key is to get started and do it. No matter what you're building, please take action, put it out there, promote it, and make it happen. Thank you for listening to The Rebel Entrepreneur. Now go do something.